Yeah, it's 10 minutes before the top of the hour now. We'll track the Democratic Alliance. In fact, we'll be talking to the DA spokesperson on Public Works, Roads and Transport. That's Teboho Sekaledi. He'll join us in conversation. He, penned down an interesting letter looking into the state of the Department of Public Works, but largely not happy with how the Department of Public Works has been running things. And Teboho joins us now in conversation, the spokesperson of the Democratic Alliance on Public Works, Roads and Transport. Teboho Sekaledi is my guest. Teboho, good evening. Really appreciate you making time, my brother.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate you affording us the time to actually detail ourselves on the matter.
Sure. The first thing that really caught our attention as a team was that the Democratic Alliance rejects the Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport's move to actually pass road maintenance and management to the South African Road, to the South African National Road Agency Limited, which is also known as SANRA. Take us through where you are, and at this point, do we know which routes have since been relegated to SANRAL in the province that are going to be maintained and managed by SANRAL?
Oh, no, thank you so much. We've got huge issues relating to this, because primarily this is a core competence of the Department of Public Roads and Transport. I mean, it's in their name. That's what they're supposed to be doing, and it's a constitutional mandate. We get equitable shares from the national fiscus to be able to assist us with the road maintenance and to assist us with being able to maintain and actually construct new roads. And we see it as a department literally admitting that they have failed in their endeavor to carry out their core mandate. Mm-hmm. Currently, right now, we are of the view they are looking at about three or five roads that they are going to be transferring to SANRAL. And let us get this very much clear. This transferal, it is not just them removing it and putting it at the national fiscus. Sure. It's a matter of them literally declaring that they are unable, incompetent, and cannot be able to maintain all of their roads with the finances that they have been given. I mean, we look at the backlog in terms of the road infrastructure that is currently at Brest, and that is about a backlog of about 26 billion, and that was two terms back. And when we look at where it is currently right now, the department has about 5.8 billion rand worth of a budget. Sure. And 1.6 or 7 is literally earmarked for maintaining of roads. It's a huge gap. It's a huge problem. And when you think about the solutions that they're bringing, every single time you've got a problem, this is going to be the solution. Just pass the buck to SANRAL.
Sure.
And we know that SANRAL's main resource or main way to actually maintain roads,
yeah,
is for them to actually introduce toll roads.
Sure.
Or increase toll roads. And in an economy that we are having currently right now, we're not even increasing in terms of our GDP at 1%.
Yeah.
How can we expect people to be able to pay for the extra added cost and the burden because of the failure of the department to carry out this constitutional mandate? I mean, it's, yeah, appalling.
Because I've been struggling to find, the routes that are yet to be handed over to SANRAL. But I remember there was a conversation between the Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport and SANRAL to then look after R36. I wonder if R36, yes, is a part of those roads, because when you drive now through the R36 headed towards Tabachweu and Mashishi,
yes,
there's no toll as things stand.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's somewhat indicative of what you are saying, to say if the department is going to relegate that particular road to SANRAL, and for SANRAL to maintain it and also raise money to actually maintain it, then they'll have to toll it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's multiple ways that this can happen. And that's why we're actually in the red flag currently now. You don't actually need to put in a toll gate there or on that road. I know that R40, the one also heading towards Hazyview, is one of them as well. And it's a matter of, if you can't put in a toll gate on that specific road, and that it will cost you, initially it will cost you a heck of a lot of money to actually generate the capital, then why just not increase the toll gates or toll fees at other toll gates in the vicinity.
Ah.
So it doesn't have to be for them to actually put the toll gate on that specific road.
Sure.
If I see that it's going to be too much to actually put the toll gate on that specific road, I can just increase and jack up the prices on any other toll gate so that I can make up for the deficit. So
yeah.
That's what people do not understand, the fact that every single decision has consequences, whether
yeah.
it may be immediate or in the long term, it will have a consequence.
Sure.
And the fact of the matter is, financials are indicative of facts.
Yeah.
Sandrail takes over certain roads, it will definitely not be able to keep up with all of it with the current financial standing that it's in. So what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to increase prices or increase the revenue that they're getting. And how do they
yeah.
do that? Through toll gates and toll fees. And if they cannot generate it currently at,
sure.
at that specific point, just jack up the other prices and then they'll be able to do it.
Mm.
And that's what we are fighting for, to
sure.
say, this cannot be your solution to mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah.
Your solution cannot be, if you can't maintain a road, it cannot. Your solution cannot be that I need to now just transfer it to a different structure and then relinquish my responsibilities. If that is the case,
yeah.
then we as the DA have to call up for the HOD of the department
sure.
or all of these senior managers to also relinquish a certain part of their salaries. Because then that means they have a reduced amount of responsibilities. So then it should be aligned to the responsibilities that they are now responsible for.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we cannot, and I have to stress this, we cannot allow for a situation where we accept mediocrity, a shifting of responsibilities, especially when it's constitutionally mandated. It cannot be business as usual.
Yeah, but also there's a proposition that you as a Democratic Alliance are putting forward. You say that instead of relinquishing those responsibilities to Sandrail, why don't you don't capacitate per region? Talk to us around that particular model.
Yes. No, thank you very much. And that's one thing that many people, that we as the Democratic Alliance has actually now started putting up the solutions that we would be doing if we were in government itself. So instead of just bashing all the time, we want to show you what, we want to actually put the proposal down to say, this is what we would do. And one of the biggest things that we would do, we'd literally build on our internal capacity. That means getting our own engineers, technicians, technologists, artisans to actually beef up a maintenance structure within the department. And then from there, every single region we will deploy our own engineers to go and do the maintenance in those regions.
Mm-hmm.
So we fund it through the department's equitable shares, or we actually get BFI funding, and that's something that I haven't spoken to also on air
yeah.
on. That the department has other mechanisms of fundraising, and that is BFI funding, CFI, and even IDC. As well, you are able to find funding for the department, but it needs you to be very much, how can I say, direct, be able to account for every single cent, and it takes time for you to actually build up the business plan for it.
Yeah.
Because what they want turnaround, they want time, and how are you going to be, how is it going to be economically beneficial
mm-hmm.
for the province?
Yeah.
So the first thing we would do is build internal capacity and then explore triple P's, private-public partnerships,
sure.
but not as a means to abdicate responsibilities, no,
sure.
but as a means to supplement where we cannot reach in mm-hmm. our current financial year,
yeah.
then we can be able to reach out to other mining houses to say, listen, we are able to fix this area, and this area. Because you guys are also utilizing this and extracting minerals from the ground in those areas, please, as part of your social and labor plan, fix this area or this road so that we are able to meet each other, have public and private, and the community at large is able to benefit from the mineral resources of our country
yeah.
or our area.
Yeah,
and then thirdly, what we will do, yeah, sorry?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, that's where we have to park it for this evening. I really want to
okay.
thank you so much for having
okay.
me time and sharing with
no,
us
I really appreciate
your ideas. Really appreciate you, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. That's Tebogo Sekaledi. He's with the Democratic Alliance. He's the spokesperson there when it comes to issues of public works, roads and transport. He's also a member of the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature. He's with the DA caucus there. Very, very interesting points and ideas that they are putting forward. You and Rice.